Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's the key to discovering delectable dining? Find something that sizzles, a time-tested favorite, a feast for your eyes and palate, and a dining experience handled with care. In Vicksburg, the key to the South.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
We did it! This is Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for joining me here on YouTube. What an ordeal. We are brought to you by the good folks at Paul Davis Restoration, Golden Triangle. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. I have no idea if Paul Davis handles restoring audio for post-game shows. I will check into that. But until then, if I have any problems with water, fire, mold, or storm damage, and I need 24/7 assistance, I know who to call. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition, and they don't stop at just restoration. They also offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. All right. That was an ordeal, is what that was. But we are here now. Mississippi State 45, UMass 20. You were all thinking it, weren't you? Oh, you were all thinking it in that first quarter. Don't feel bad. I was thinking it too. I promise Robbie Falk was as well. We were sitting right next to each other. We were all thinking it was about to be a real problem for Mississippi State. I'm going to give credit where credit is due. And I haven't given a lot this year, and as I tweeted out, it means nothing long term. All right, the overarching story of this season is already written. But after a first quarter that saw State behind 10-0 and unable to do anything offensively and unable to make any stops defensively, both sides of the ball played much, much, much better the rest of the way, and State gets complete control of the game. They got stops. They got touchdowns. They made some big plays. And in the end, they get a win. And look, what does it mean in the long term? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's a team that, in all likelihood, this might be their final win of the season. It really has a great chance to be that. And, you know, the end of the season is going to come, and in all likelihood, we're going to see some changes there on this staff. But for today, as Jeff Lebby has been talking about, you know, the happy locker room exists. And for that, you know, you have to be happy for the guys, and you have to be happy for yourselves as fans, because it has been a really hard road to hoe over these past few weeks. Van Buren, pretty good again. Didn't have the passing yardage numbers I thought he might come into this game. 14 of 25, 222 yards, a touchdown. Did have two rushing touchdowns. On the ground, State was good, as me and Robbie talked about. Booth had a good game. Didn't crack 100 yards, but 76 yards per carry. Or 76 yards. 6.9 yards per carry. Here we go, everybody. 3, 2, 1. Nice. Can we get it? Can we get it in the chat? Nice. Yay. All right. We did it. Johnny Daniels, though, nice game for him. 92 yards. He did have it. State had a couple of big runs in this game. 36-yard touchdown from Daniels, 30-yard touchdown from Booth, and then the big play at the end, the 72-yard touchdown from Xavier Gayton. He finished. We're good to go again, guys. Two carries for 69 yards. 3, 2, 1. Very good. We're just hitting on all cylinders today. 241 yards rushing, 8 yards per carry, and that's with Kevin Coleman having one carry for negative 8 yards. So a really good day running the football for the Bulldogs for a change. Man, love to see all these nices. I feel like you guys and I, we have a real community here. And then in the passing game, Mosley, nice game for him, Jamal Mosley. Four catches, 107 yards at a 55-yarder late in the game. Kevin Coleman just does what Kevin Coleman does, five catches, 52 yards. The only touchdown pass went to Sadu Traore, who I said I thought had a chance, you know, to build upon his game last week. And, I mean, he only had two catches, but he did have the score. So that's a good one. And then defensively, you know, it went from the first two drives. Let's just pull them up here. First two drives for UMass, 13 plays, 76 yards, and a touchdown. Second drive, they get a short punt, eight plays, 37 yards, field goal. It's 10-0, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, this might actually happen. State gets a pick, and Brylan Lanier, who's been, you know, kind of maligned this year and hasn't played well, but gets a pick there. And from that moment on, State does a pretty good job. Forces four straight punts after that. So five straight possessions where they didn't give up points. They give up a field goal, then a punt, and then the touchdown on the last drive when all of the backups are in. That's fine. From there, State would score on basically all of their next possessions. They score touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. They go to the half. I did not quite understand what State was doing there at the end of the half. Looked like they were going to line up and take a Hail Mary shot, and they just let the clock run out. But whatever. Then coming out of the locker room, touchdown, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, and then the end of the game. They did the best that they could. And this is the best game State's played this year, I thought. They got a couple of sacks. Kind of had forgotten what those were, but they got them. Got the turnover. It's just fine. It was fine. Again, I'm not going to take anything long-term from this. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, State can build on this win, and that's going to be something part of a turnaround. And none of that. But it's good to get a win, and it's good to move forward like that. And where you see this is how you get this is what happens right here. You just remove, and there you go. We just deleted your message, Cameron, and we are going to put you in timeout. See how that works for 24 hours. That works for me. So I don't have time. I don't have time for you. I'm just going to say this now. You're an Ole Miss fan. Your team is right back in the college football playoff discussion. You're going to play a Georgia team that right now, it looks like you can beat them. How are you spending your Saturday night? Watching an MSU postgame show? Don't ever let me tell me that the rent-free thing only goes one way. Don't ever try to pull it off, Cam. Have a great night, though. So for State, what do you want? All of the post-game shenanigans and everything, I haven't seen anything in terms of what Levy said after the game. But at the beginning of this game, guys, I mean, there was no question in my mind that State was in real trouble. I mean, they just were. And I give them full credit for being able to find a way to get out of trouble. Because at 10-0, the whole stadium, the boo birds are out. The whole stadium is wondering what's going on. And they found a way out of it. And there have been times this year where they haven't. They haven't found a way out of it. Now, being the more talented team obviously helps. But when you are at 1-7 and everything's gone against you the same way it hit, you know, all season long, there could have been a moment where they're just like, you know what, this is, it's just not happening. And you look up and you're losing. So I give them credit for that. I will absolutely give them credit for that. Let's go to the chat room here. Jason Schmidt, offense looked good for the most part. Defense struggled early. No question. The offense struggled early too. The first two drives were three and out. Also surprised me how packed the stadium was. I can never tell how packed the stadium actually is because I can't see the west side from where I sit. But there were definitely more people in that stadium today than I thought there were going to be. No question about that. One takeaway, Sadu from Sam Sharma. Sadu is very inconsistent. He is inconsistent. There's no question. He's doing he's got some moments where you're like, this guy could play in the NFL. And then he has some moments where you're like, what is he doing out there? So hopefully he will just continue to get better. And, you know, he's back for another year, so we'll see where that goes. Luke Reinwald, State was more talented than Arizona State and Toledo, but couldn't get anything going. Yeah, they fell behind in those games and never caught back up. So I'll give them that. Adversity builds character, so we should have plenty of it by now. Shane Bills. Let's see. Rob Hathaway says it was looked at least as full as Arkansas without needing the Arkansas fans. Yeah, there are plenty of state fans on the east side today. So, JC, they tried so hard to get Stonka a touchdown. They did absolutely try to get Stonka a touchdown. They threw the ball to him, I think, 3/4 straight times. I like Stonka, but I think his future might be on the other side of the ball right now. Tennessee struggling? Well, that's the thing about the SEC and this season, guys, is that nobody is just running away with this. Everybody's kind of in the middle right now. You can make a really strong case that this week, the best team in the SEC is Ole Miss. Last week, it was somebody else. The week before that, it's somebody else. It's just been that way all year. So, you know, there's a great chance that State can find another win just because not everybody is great. But we'll just have to wait and see on that. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. You know, next week against Tennessee, State could go up there, play well offensively, maybe get a couple of good turnovers and see what happens. There's also a case to be made that State goes up there and loses 52-10. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'll make my prediction when we get to 3Ps on Friday. As you know, we are brought to you by the good folks over at Lazy Guys. If you need dinner delivered in Starkville or Columbus, ditch DoorDash, unload Uber Eats, go local with Lazy Guys. Use the promo code MSUNIL. You'll save $3 on your order. You'll make a $1 donation to the Bulldog Initiative. If you don't want to get up off your couch during the game, don't feel like fighting the crowds at the store. If you're picking up groceries for dinner or you're just picking up dinner itself, make sure you go local and support the Bulldog Initiative with Lazy Guys. Download the Lazy Guys app or go to www.lazyguys.com. Mizzou feels like the only chance. I agree. Mizzou is not a great team, and you get them at home, and it just depends. I think what you need to have is go to Tennessee and show some fight, stay in the game, and get people excited. Because if you go up there and lose 50-10, it turns into, and do I really want to drive up there one more time? I don't know. I'm just telling you, nobody in the SEC this year is unbeatable, and that's a proven fact. I mean, everybody's got at least one loss. Look at Georgia today. Even with Florida down to the third-string quarterback, they couldn't put him away until the very end. Somebody just said Tennessee struggling with Kentucky. South Carolina is leading Texas A&M. Carolina has been very inconsistent this year. Some weeks they look great, some weeks they don't. So I don't know what that means for Mississippi State. I don't know what the rest of the season goes, but it is what it is. Brian Shapen comes back next year. Should he or MVB start? It should just be a quarterback competition. Whoever wins it gets to start. I wouldn't make a prediction one way or the other. I see a lot from MVB that makes me think he's the guy that you want to build the future around. But at the same time, Shapen is good. He wasn't the problem the first 4 weeks of the season before he got hurt. So you just have a quarterback competition and you go from there. Shapen will transfer. I think Shapen will transfer if he loses the starting job. But if he wins it, he'll stick around. You know, that's what the second window is for, if things go badly for him. And I think State will also bring in another transfer quarterback to compete as well. So we'll see. It's just, you know, that's a long way off. You know, MVB is the guy the rest of the way. And then you go into the spring and you have a real quarterback kind of competition for the first time since what? I mean, you could say 2019, but I think we all knew that when Tommy Stevens transferred in that Moorhead was going to give him the job, you know. Then you go for that, you know, Fitzgerald, that 2016 competition with him and Damian Williams and Elijah Staley, and that was kind of a mess. So I don't know. It's been a while since we've seen a real quarterback competition here in Starkville, and you're going to have one this spring. Just looking at the stats for the game, I mean, State, the balance on offense is what stands out to me. 222 passing, 241 rushing. 8 yards per carry is a great number. Somebody, I think this is on 3, and I'm not sure who posted it, so I can't give credit, but they said this was kind of the first time that we saw that veer and shoot where the big running lanes were available to State. And again, I know who they're playing, and I know what's going on there, but I mean, it was good to see them. It's the first time all year. In truth, the KD Daniels wanting to transfer home from Florida, no idea. No clue. Have no idea. Why is it Kentucky struggling? Or Kentucky is Tennessee struggling? It's just 7-0. Come on. That's not struggling. What's the score of the South Carolina game, Bill? Tell me that one. All in all for State, they had to win today, right? 1-11. I think even at 2-10, we'll go into next season and you know, you're looking at Mississippi State and you're like, all right, Jeff Levy has to be better this year. But, you know, assuming they make changes on the defensive side of the ball, they should be better. If you go 1-11, I mean, that's just difficult. That's a difficult pill to swallow. You spend the whole offseason people asking you, you know, what and not that he's not going to have that those questions anyway. But at least if you get to 2, you know, you're like, okay, if they could go back, they could probably beat Toledo and Arizona State. And, you know, you feel bad. I don't know. I feel like I might be rationalizing things a little bit. Have I heard the rumor that Hutzler will be demoted rather than fired? No, and I don't believe that will happen. I don't think Mississippi State's going to pay somebody, an assistant coach who's not a coordinator, $1 million+ a year. He's not going to take a pay cut. Nobody's taking a pay cut. If you're hearing that he's going to take a pay cut, he's not. That's not going to happen. So just get that one out of here. No chance. 14-6 South Carolina. Let's do a quick SEC scoreboard here, I guess, while we're looking at things here. Let's see here. I know the early game today was not what Mississippi State fans were looking for. Because Ole Miss destroyed our. If you're wondering what the gap is between Mississippi State and the other teams in the SEC, look at this game. Ole Miss 63, Arkansas 31. Rebels just absolutely dominant. Jackson Dart, 515 yards passing and 6 touchdowns. Jordan Watkins sets a new school record with 254 yards receiving in that one. Just total dominance by the Rebels. Maine did score first on Oklahoma, but the final score is OU 59, Maine 14. So the Sooners get back on track. But, I mean, you look at that Sooners schedule, and, I mean, that might be very well be their last win of the season. Who do they have after this? Where's my schedule? It's right here. Oklahoma, they're at Missouri next week. That'll be an interesting game. I think Missouri will get them, though. And then they have Alabama and LSU. I mean, that might have been it for the Sooners there. Florida and Georgia, DJ Lagway looks like he suffered what appears to be a season-ending injury for him. So that's a tough break. That does probably guarantee Billy Napier some safety, though. They can't say anything at this point. Like, look, he coached the last 3 games of the year with his third-string quarterback. What did you expect him to do? So Napier probably back. So if you were on the Kiffendall to Florida train, you could probably get off of that. One as well. So 34-20 is the final one there. Close throughout, and then Georgia pulls away just very, very late. And then I think in the most commonly predicted upset based on betting standards ever, Vanderbilt, a 6.5-point underdog, just easily beats Auburn 17-7. What a train wreck Auburn is. I think they'll beat ULM after their bye week. Then they have Texas A&M and Alabama. So they're going 4-8. That's pretty rough. Is that right? It's 4-8. One, they lost there. 1-2. Oh, no, they're 2. They're going 3-9. Oh, no, Hugh. Oh, dang it. Yeah, well, Wes Wiltshire is correct. If helmet decals were switched, Vandy would have been a double-digit favorite. No question about that. Levy texting DC candidates now are waiting. You know, I think it's kind of like portal recruiting, guys. I think he's probably already putting some feelers out there here and there. Rob Hadaway, has ULM ever given trouble to a team from Alabama? Ooh, I don't know. Maybe. Any thoughts on the video of the decommitment? I think Iverson McCoy is a true bulldog. He was going through all the emotions that we go through. He's like, I can't take this anymore. But I'm not too terribly worried about that. He's a 2026 guy at the end of it. If he decommits, okay. I cannot be stressed enough. I cannot be bothered on the idea of a 2026 kid decommitting. I can't get over that. It's not gonna bother me. Vandy beating Auburn was the easiest. I mean, if you bet on that, that was some of the easiest money you'll ever win. There was never a question in my mind they would even – I mean, never mind covering, that they were just going to win the game outright. Just silliness. Absolute silliness on that one. So for State, like you said, good to get back in the winning side of things. Good to be taken care of as far as, you know, just getting something good on there. We'll live with Midwest Picker's comments. That'll work. We'll accept you, Midwest Picker. You gave the congrats on the win. Makes it okay. Just we'll take you. We'll take it. Never fear, he will take over the play calling and bring Auburn back. At least we have twice the wins of Florida State. I would pay money for a Mississippi State-Florida State matchup this year. I got to know who's the worst of the worst. Another one today, too. UCLA, who's been an awful team, beating Nebraska. The Big 12, some chaos there. Texas Tech goes into Iowa State and wins. Houston, Kevin Barbe gets the job done. They beat Kansas State there. So, what's up, Kobe? But for State, let's do our impact player of the game. Again, that's brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Restoration. They are the impact player when you have a disaster. You need somebody to step up for you. That's Paul Davis Restoration. Who stepped up for Mississippi State today? I'm torn. I mean, Van Buren had three touchdowns, two on the ground. But the game was broken open by Johnny Daniels. I'll give it to him. Six carries for 92 yards. That's 15.3 a carry. He had a touchdown. Just a good game for him. So, yeah, I'll go Johnny Daniels as our Paul Davis impact player of the game. Three more to go. Tennessee, bye week, Missouri, Egg Bowl. We're all going to get through it together, guys. That's all we can say. We've gotten this far together. We're going to take those last three steps and go from there. What's the yikes? PNW dog, what's the yikes? Give it to me. Something just happened? No? Yes? Maybe? Oh, well, we'll take it. All right, guys. Robbie's on his way over here, and we're going to do the podcast, but I'll put that up first thing in the morning. So we'll have a podcast on YouTube. Don't forget that you can find the video here on YouTube for that. And we can do, we'll do it on the podcast feed as well. That'll be up, I don't know, early morning tomorrow. Chelsea, Manchester United. I gotta be locked in for that. The remaining schedule. Yes. That is a big yikes. I'm all about there. I'm all about Van Buren, but, you know, let's give just somebody tweeted at me about Johnny Daniels. Can we call him Jack? Can we go with Jack Daniels? I wouldn't mind. So, all right, guys, have a great rest of your Saturday evening. Great Sunday. And we'll talk to you again. Podcast will be up tomorrow morning. And then we got Sports Talk Mississippi. All sorts of good stuff. Going to be a good week. Also, don't forget, basketball tips off Monday night at the Hump. You know what that means? It means we get Future Brian on Tuesday's podcast. Stand up. Love Future Brian. Talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend.
Self high five.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.